Here's what you missed this morning.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Katie.
Morning Recap. Mornings with Dave and Katie.
Favorite two-ingredient recipe.
Yes.
Pumpkin muffins.
Okay, and?
A pumpkin and a box of yellow cake mix.
Okay, you're my kind of girl. I'm gonna give that a try.
To make it even better, add some cinnamon or some pumpkin spice.
Yeah, see, those kind of ingredients don't count. I mean, they're important, but they're not in the list. It's a two-ingredient muffin.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's right.
Thank you.
Hey, I got the, unless I missed it, I've got the most famous two-ingredient recipe of all time.
We are ready.
Coffee and water.
Wait a second.
That counts.
That's coffee.
Brown coffee and water.
That's
coffee. It has to be the greatest two recipe of all time.
That's great, but you're right about that. It's ground coffee
and water.
And water.
Okay. Are you a fan of cowboy coffee?
I really am.
Yeah.
And I make my own version of nitro coffee, which has got coconut oil and different kind of things in it for health.
Oh, but that's not two-ingredient coffee.
No. Now, I'm talking the coffee purist now.
That's right.
Bless you guys.
Good morning, KXOJ. How about you?
Yeah, how about peanut butter and jelly?
Well, but here's my question. If you have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, the bread is one, the peanut butter is two, and the jelly's three.
But he didn't say sandwich.
If you're making a sandwich, but just put it in the bowl and use a spoon, man.
Yeah.
And I have to be honest, I've never had a peanut butter and jelly spoon. I've had plenty of peanut butter. Butter spoons and never a jelly.
You're missing out, buddy.
And you can put it in a bowl also, but I guess that would maybe count as something too.
No, I mean, if it's a bowl and it's just peanut butter and jelly, you're good to go.
Yeah, it's a two-ingredient recipe.
Oh, you're the best. What's your name?
My name's Mike.
Dave and Katie in the morning.
On 94.1 KXOJ.